Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we're joined by Tim Drapo, CEO of ClioWave Inc., a one-stop shop for point-of-care, medical diagnostic, and laboratory needs. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today, Tim.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate being here.
Awesome. So today we're going to be discussing the evolving landscape of diagnostic testing across healthcare, ClioWave's newly launched Test Yourself at Home product, and the pharmacist's overall place amid these developments. So Tim, to start, Test Yourself at Home is being positioned as a tool to help pharmacies evolve into frontline health monitoring destinations. Beyond just adding a new product to the shelves, how does Test Yourself at Home shift the fundamental business model and clinical identity of independent pharmacies?
Yeah, well, I mean, Test Yourself at Home really represents a fundamental shift, you know, from a transaction-based to a relationship-based model for independent pharmacies. You know, traditionally, pharmacies, you know, operate reactively. They're waiting for prescriptions. They're filling them, sending patients on their way, you know, all the way while reimbursements keep getting squeezed. So with Test Yourself at Home, it really flips it in a couple of different ways. First, it transforms pharmacies into a proactive health hub. When someone comes in for like a vitamin E test or a lipid panel, the pharmacy becomes like the first touch point in their health journey. Second, it creates a consultation revenue stream independent of their prescription volume. For example, a patient with a B12 deficiency opens the door to evidence-based recommendations. Your pharmacist can recommend supplements, lifestyle changes, even make a physician referral. And it provides, you know, cash pay consultation fees that the pharmacy actually controls. And finally, it changes pharmacy's identity from medication dispenser to like a health advisor. And it fundamentally changes how patients really value their pharmacy and the pharmacist. Test Yourself really isn't just another SKU catalog number. It's a new business model that we hope leverages clinical expertise, deepens patient relationships, and opens a new revenue channel, you know, outside of third-party reimbursement.
Awesome. No, perfectly said. I think obviously there's a lot to dive into with the new product and just kind of how it all relates to this evolving pharmacy landscape that we're all seeing kind of in real time. Going back a little bit to kind of contextualize what's going on in this space right now. So we saw a massive surge in at-home testing during the COVID-19 pandemic, but Test Yourself at Home targets chronic conditions, men's and women's health, and even early colorectal cancer screening. How has consumer behavior permanently changed regarding self-directed diagnostics, and why is the pharmacy really shaping to be the middle ground for these deeper health insights?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, COVID, you know, rewired consumer expectations around healthcare access. You know, before the pandemic, at-home testing felt like a compromise. COVID normalized self-collection overnight. You had 150 million Americans were interpreting test results, you know, in their kitchens. And the comfort with testing didn't really go away when the pandemic ended. You know, when the pandemic ended, the convenience stuck of self-testing, but the confidence gap, you know, really remain. You know, I think consumers now are actively seeking at-home options for hormone panels, metabolic testing, STIs, sexually transmitted diseases. They prefer, you know, not to take time off from work and pay these $50 to $150 copays for routine blood work. They also don't want to be alone when the results come back abnormal. You know, getting a PDF by email really isn't enough when your PSA is abnormal or your thyroid markers are out of range. So this is where I think pharmacies become essential. Really, they're, you know, direct-to-consumer companies can ship a test kit, but they can't really provide trusted local clinical guidance. And pharmacies, you know, kind of sit in a perfect spot between the do-it-yourself, you know, what we call DIY healthcare and the traditional health clinical system. So, you know, with a pharmacy, you don't always need an appointment. They have extended hours. They're located everywhere in the community, and pharmacists can help interpret those lab values in plain language. They recommend next steps, and they can even facilitate a physician referral when needed. So, you know, when someone gets a Test Yourself at Home kit and the results show, for example, low vitamin D, the pharmacist can have that conversation immediately. Consumer behavior really has shifted towards like self-directed monitoring, but the need for human clinical interaction interpretation hasn't disappeared. It's become more important. So I think pharmacies now are the only setting that really bridges the gap at scale. It's where convenience meets competence.
Awesome. Perfectly said. Yeah. I mean, you can definitely see kind of from just like the history from the COVID-19 pandemic up until now with kind of the increase in that DIY, like self-care kind of those approaches. But like you said, like the pharmacist role is kind of more important now than it ever has been. So getting into like what test yourself at home really looks like. So the test yourself at home packaging and in-store tools are specifically designed to prompt those pharmacist patient conversations to really kind of bolster that self-care and have those provider-led conversations. Can you walk us through a specific scenario where the product acts as this bridge to deeper clinical consultation that might not have happened otherwise or previously before the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. I'll give you like a real-world example. You know, it's more common than people think. Studies show that, you know, 1 in 4 Americans skip really routine checkups, and up to 30% of patients now miss scheduled visits entirely. So for patients like on GLP-1 medications like semaglutides, you know, that monitor gap can be dangerous. So take, for example, you know, a 52-year-old man picks up his third month of semaglutides at the pharmacy. You know, he's losing weight. He's down 18 pounds. He's feeling great. The pharmacy tech mentions the availability of a new test yourself at home weight loss panel that we developed. You know, it's designed for patients on GLP-1 to monitor, you know, how the medication is affecting your metabolism and your liver function. And at first, customers will be hesitant. Is doctors that come back in a year, unless there's a problem. But our packaging says, hey, you know, this monitors your cholesterol, your liver enzymes, your blood sugar, your thyroid, all in one kit. Know what's happening, you know, now. And that little interaction there prompts them to buy a kit. 2 weeks later, you know, the pharmacist can review those results with the customer. And the good news, HbA1c is dropping, triglycerides are down, HDL is improving. Medication appears to be working beautifully, but his ALT and his AST, where liver enzymes are elevated. So, you know, that point, the pharmacist has an encounter and says, hey, your metabolic markers look great, look fantastic, but I'm seeing elevated liver enzymes. You know, the pharmacist can then ask some basic questions and kind of find out what's going on. And it turns out the patient cut calories so aggressively, he wasn't getting enough protein. You know, he started on a multivitamin with high dose vitamin A, and both these things could be stressing the liver. So the pharmacist might suggest there, you know, let's increase your protein, let's stop the high dose vitamin A, and let's do a retest in 6 weeks. And at that point, the pharmacist can also, you know, loop in the physician if those enzymes are continuing to go up. You know, without that test yourself at home kit, the patient is one of a million consumers out there waiting a full year for follow-up without anything happening. So the liver enzymes keep, you know, if they keep climbing, could force someone off medication that's actually working. So instead, in this situation, you know, your test kit, your test yourself test kit really creates a clinical surveillance point that simply doesn't exist in traditional GLP-1 care. So a routine refill, you know, becomes a really critical monitoring event with objective data.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's very easy to see that patients can go have a more authoritative look on their own health, but also having that be an opportunity for pharmacists to step in and really improve their health. And obviously, like, we know that pharmacists, they have that patient interaction ability kind of compared with other providers that don't see patients as much. So it definitely really is highlighting a shift in the pharmacy landscape and how patients really receive care now. And I definitely don't expect that to slow down anytime soon. So I think this is a good conversation talking about test yourself at home, but like I think this really encapsulates kind of things that are happening in the grander scheme of healthcare. So with the traditional healthcare system facing significant strain, the long wait times for specialist appointments, like you kind of said about the long follow-ups, how does providing clinically relevant insights without a doctor's visit improve outcomes and lead to more actionable care?
Well, you know, Brian, the traditional healthcare system really has a triage problem, and the numbers, you know, make it undeniable. I mean, according to, you know, surveys from AMN Healthcare, it now takes an average of about 30 days to schedule a physician appointment. That's up 19% since 2022, 48% since 2004. For specialists, it's worse. You know, cardiology appointments on average 33 days, OBGYNs 42 days. Gastroenterology, 40 days. So patients are, you know, kind of stuck in what I call a diagnostic dead zone, that gap between something feels off and I have objective data to you know, worth acting on. So really test yourself at home bridges the gap in a few different ways. It eliminates, you know, diagnostic delay. You know, that patient on semaglutides with elevated liver enzymes, well, without the test yourself at home kit and solution, he waits 6 months for the follow-up labs. It may never happen. With test yourself, we catch it, you know, at least a month or two or three earlier. We adjust the protocol and we keep them on the medication that's actually working. So, you know, what I call is harm prevention and convenience. You know, this patient we're talking about is not alone. There was a 2025 survey that found that 90% of Americans, you know, have delayed or avoided recommended preventative screenings. And the second note, it really takes a home diagnostic, really triages patients appropriately. When, for instance, vitamin D comes back very low, a pharmacist can start supplementation immediately, you know, no appointment needed at all. You know, look at when a fecal occult blood screening comes back positive, or TSH is high, the pharmacist can expedite a referral with objective data in hand. The patient isn't calling saying, hey, I feel tired. They can say that a pharmacist reviewed the lab showing that thyroid dysfunction is off and they actually have the data to show it. You know, obviously they get seen faster and taken more seriously when they have the data in hand. Third, you know, the ability to do a home diagnostic really creates continuity where none exists. You know, patients see their doctor once or twice a year, but their pharmacy is monthly. So when a pharmacist becomes a monitoring point, we can catch trends earlier before, you know, it becomes an emergency that stresses the system even further. Test yourself at home doesn't replace physician. It just fills a gap between that.
Awesome. Perfectly said. I think it's, you know, if this product can be scaled up to, you know, greater, you know, national levels, like it you can really see how it does bridge those gaps. It makes the pharmacist patient relationship better, probably takes the burden away from physicians and really just solves those issues, those triage issues within healthcare. So obviously it's something that a lot of people should support, especially with this kind of ongoing self-care DIY, you know, even that gets like kind of a bad rep, but as long as the proper providers are kind of in place and to guide patients through these journeys, like it really just improved outcomes, it will be the result. Kind of just want to have one more follow-up question, kind of aside from test yourself at home, maybe more so, what are the next steps for Clio Waved, and like what other frontiers of preventative health do you see migrating from the doctor's office to the pharmacy aisle?
Well, you know, test yourself at home is really the opening chapter of a much larger story about where diagnostic testing is heading. And the pharmacy, I think, is at the center of it. We're already seeing the migration begin. You know, over 60% of flu vaccines are now administered in the pharmacy setting. And that shift didn't happen by accident. It happened because pharmacies proved they could deliver clinical services at scale with accessibility that clinics can't match. You know, diagnostic testing is next in line for that same transition. You know, think about what's really knocking on the pharmacy door with many states adopting test and treat guidelines, you know, for pharmacies. Many pharmacies are offering point of care testing for strep, flu, RSV, UTI, and more. And now COVID has become routine for many pharmacies. So the next wave expands that into chronic disease monitoring, I think. You know, you're looking at A1C testing for diabetics, lipid panels for cardiovascular risks, kidney function markers for patients on long-term meds, and INR monitoring for patients on anticoagulants. I mean, these aren't really exotic tests. They're tests that millions of Americans need regularly, but consistently delay or skip entirely because getting them requires scheduling a doctor's visits, taking time off from work, and waiting weeks for an appointment. I think beyond chronic disease, we're seeing a real momentum in metabolic health monitoring, particularly around the explosive growth of GLP-1 therapies. Nearly all managed care pharmacy experts surveyed in 2025 expect GLP-1 therapy to increase by 25%, you know, within the next 5 years. You know, every one of these patients are going to need some sort of ongoing lab monitoring that the current system really isn't equipped to provide. You know, the pharmacy is really a logical home for this surveillance. And then there's cancer screening. You know, early colorectal cancer detection through stool-based testing kits sold in pharmacy setting is already here with Test Yourself at Home, and that's significant. Bringing that kind of screening to a trusted, accessible, you know, no appointment needed environment could be really generally life-saving for populations who couldn't otherwise or wouldn't otherwise get screened. really test yourself at home isn't just a product. It's a proof of concept. It demonstrates that consumers will engage with pharmacy-based diagnostics when the testing is accessible, the results are meaningful, and a trusted clinical professional is there to help. Once that model is established, you know, the frontier expands quickly. The pharmacy, you know, I think the pharmacy aisle of 2030 won't look like it does today.
I think that was perfectly said. I think you kind of helped us understand what this product is doing and how it's really, it's more, like you said, more than just a product. And hopefully we could see it kind of adapt it, not only between pharmacies, but see patients kind of get on board with things like this. And as these kind of outcomes, these tests really develop in the pharmacy space and the even like the digital health and kind of where pharmacy is going in the future. So I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate your taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks, Brian.